All right, the recording has started.
I call the regular meeting of the Carroll Stream Board of Library Trustees of August 19th, 2020 to order at 7, somebody tell me that time.
7:03.
7:01, according to my phone. 7:01 p.m. Please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States
of America, to the Republic
for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible,
liberty, justice for all.
The secretary, who is Susan Westgate today, please call the roll.
Trustee Jordan, Trustee Larimer, Trustee Lynch?
Here.
Trustee Olson?
Here.
Trustee Patel? Trustee Gilliam?
Here.
Trustee Shake?
Here. Is there anyone in attendance to address the board this evening?
There is no public participation.
Thank you, Laura. The chair would entertain a motion to establish a consent agenda for the regular meeting of August 19th, 2020. Do I have a motion?
I'll make a motion.
I'll second it.
Who said that first?
Was that Bonnie first and second for Justin or Trustee Lynch, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Would the secretary please call the roll?
Trustee Jordan, Trustee Larimer, Trustee Lynch?
Aye.
Trustee Olson?
Aye.
Trustee Patel? Trustee Gilliam?
Aye.
Trustee Shake?
Aye. Would the secretary please read the items on today's agenda? Trustees are asked to voice a loud off if they do not want an item on the consent agenda.
Approval of minutes. Minutes of regular meeting of July 15th, 2020. Monthly reports of the treasurer. Accept the monthly financial statements of the treasurer for the period ending June 30th, 2020. New business, none. Disbursements. Approval of disbursements for the period July 1st, 2020 to July 31st, 2020, plus the addendum for the meeting of August 19th, 2020. Report of the library director.
Off.
Off.
Monthly staff reports.
Off.
Communications. Thank you card from Kelowna Public Library director. Announcements. Library closed for services September 6th through September 7th, 2020 for the Labor Day holiday. September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month.
Thank you, Susan. The chair would entertain a motion to put those designated items on the consent agenda for this meeting. Do I have a motion?
I'll make it.
Thank you, Justin. Trustee Lynch, and thank you, Trustee Olson.
I'll second it then.
Okay. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Trustee Jordan? Trustee Larimer? Trustee Lynch?
Aye.
Trustee Olson?
Aye.
Trustee Patel? Trustee Gilliam?
Aye.
Trustee Shake?
Aye. The chair would entertain a motion for the consent agenda for the regular meeting of August 19th, 2020 to be approved by omnibus vote. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second.
Trustee Olson first and Trustee Lynch second. Thank you. Would the secretary please call the roll?
Trustee Jordan, Trustee Larimer, Trustee Lynch?
Aye.
Trustee Olson?
Aye.
Trustee Patel, Trustee Gilliam?
Aye.
And Trustee Shake?
Aye. Okay, so the first item to discuss is report of the library director.
Yeah, I'd asked for that to be off, so I had a couple things. First of all, I thought it was really cool how we teamed up with the Park District to do that cooperative mailing. Definitely a nice thing. I mean, I didn't even think about how the loss of revenue, so is this going to be something that's going to be like moving forward, just as a short thing or whatever, or what's sort of the plan with this? Is there anything, or is this just a courtesy thing?
Well, we did that for that mailing because, they didn't want to do a, you know, they usually do like almost like a catalog that goes out. So since they just were going to do it online, they were wondering how could they reach all of the households. And so Sue Rini had called me about it and wondered about our bulk mailing permit and things. And I said, well, we're doing these monthly. Right now, we're just doing a postcard, but we'd be happy to put it on our postcard. And she said, oh, like we can share the cost and everything. And I just know they're really in a much tougher situation than we are. We're very fortunate. So when it came time for them to ask, like, you know, what would be their share, we just said, no, we there's no charge. So they were very, very happy about that. And right now we're helping them to promote their school care. They're doing like remote learning school care for kids and before and after school care. And they'll also have care available on like on school holidays and that are during the week. So we have stuff that we've posted up in the building about it. And Allison is working with their marketing person to find other ways that the library can help them promote that new program.
Are they doing that in person?
Yes, they are. So it's limited. It's going to be limited. They did summer camp this summer.
Okay. Yeah, they did. Cool. Our neighbor did that. And they said they followed, you know, the 6 feet social distancing protocol and all that kind of stuff and sanitized. And now, Susan, did you get a chance to speak with the junior high, J-Stream, to let them know that students are not allowed to come to the library after school?
I didn't, since they're not having school, I didn't contact them, but I will go ahead and email Dr. Hill just in case it's something that, because we did have a couple of high school students sitting outside on Monday using our picnic table. They must have been like studying together or whatever. So I haven't done that yet because I had planned to write a letter that they would send out to the families, but I kind of, since they said they weren't going to have school just remote, I'm like, okay, I guess I can take a break.
What if you, just an idea, what if you just put it in their virtual backpack?
That's probably what they would have done with whatever we wrote.
Okay.
Yeah. And they could maybe do that just for all students too, just to know.
Yeah.
We were going to just write a letter stating, and I'll work with Amy on it a little bit too, just about that. Yeah, this is what we're offering, and then this is what's available online, because we're definitely going to promote our tutor.com.
Yeah, absolutely.
Susan, when I called off, I was calling off to ask a question regarding one of the emails that you did send us.
Okay.
I realized you couldn't very well put it on the agenda regarding a little bit of a problematic type patron. What came to mind when I read that was, I wonder, what's the status with a security officer or individual at this time, just for the security of yourself and the librarians?
Well, we aren't going to, we always had our security service just for after school, and it was mostly to help monitor the large number of students that came into the building. And since the school is going to be remote, we decided we don't need the service at this time. Now, if they did have students going to the school and we still had our protocol where you had to be with a parent, we were going to rehire our security staff to be outside after school just to let the kids know, you know, the protocol, they couldn't come in the building. I think the traffic has been slow enough that we're able to kind of handle and monitor things ourselves. And I think this hopefully was just an anomaly. And if you think about, we've been open for nearly 2 months, and this is the first pushback we got ever from anyone. Most people, sometimes people go, oh, I forgot, you know, and they
sure
go, oh, you don't have a mask, here's a mask, and they'll go, oh no, here it is, and they pull it out, they go, oh, I forgot.
Sure.
But but she had her own mask. She just didn't want to wear it over her nose. She had it down here by her lip.
Was she elderly?
No, she was. She was a middle-aged woman.
And like a regular patron?
Yes, and she is a regular patron.
My question would be, if an individual, and this may have nothing to do with this specific individual, if an individual seemed to be in a similar situation as this individual, would you then be able to see that individual if they chose to reapproach the library? Monitors and things of that nature?
Oh, what do you mean, like, I mean, I don't know what you mean by reapproach the library. Like she comes back again?
Somebody is upset and perhaps returned in an irate mode.
Oh.
Expecting to continue the discourse.
Then if whenever we feel things are escalating mm-hmm. to a point where, you know, we would just call the police immediately.
You would just call, all right. That's, right. Yeah. Right. Always.
Yeah. Yeah, we just call 911.
All right. See, there you go. Okay, thank you.
They're right down the street, so.
Yeah, see, bam, they'd be right there.
Trustee Gilliam brought up a really good point, though. Like, do we physically hand the person our bylaw at that point, or do you come out and speak to them? What is the protocol at that point?
Well, I feel I'm the library director. I'm telling her this is our policy. She didn't ask to see the written policy, but we do have it posted in the lobby.
Yeah.
It's above the book drop there. But what we've done with the students in the past, whenever I have, like I've had to like send letters to adults who've broken the internet policy and things like that, I include copies of all of the policy with the letter that I send them so that they, and I ask them to review it so that they're, you know, remain in, you know, that they follow our policies going forward. And so we really have pretty good protocol in place. We don't really mess around too much. We expect people to be respectful of us and follow our instruction. And if they get, belligerent and that, you know, usually, you know, if we just ask them to leave, they'll leave. But if it gets to the point where somebody would refuse to leave, if we ask them, we just call the police.
Okay.
Yeah. That's what, they don't teach you this stuff in library school.
No. No chapter on pandemic relations.
I did have a question. So it looks like I've checked out the story walk or whatever. I mean, it looks pretty cool. I think that makes more sense. I mean, I think the point that you brought up, Susan, that it'd be hard to sort of patrol the labyrinth or sort of keep people out of there. And it makes sense. And I think at least a story walk keeps people moving, right? So they're
right.
Theory anyway. So has it worked well at other libraries? I think it was at Palatine or some other libraries had them or something. I think I saw.
Yes, sometimes they're in parks and a lot of libraries, especially if they're adjacent to some property or a park, they're becoming more and more popular. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm glad you Googled it because there are some pretty neat photos of how to do it. You know, and some are wooded, some are maybe just more like almost like more in a field area, depending what type of a property they have. But I could see us calling it Story Walk in the Woods. And the friends are, you know, we've talked to them about it, and they're very interested in using some of their funds to sponsor that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Looks like we may be getting some nice free publicity with the upcoming photo shoot, September 23rd, you were referring to it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, August 23rd. Yeah, it's in 4 days with yeah. And Monty's families. Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah, so if any of you want to come, I'm sure they maybe want some adult bodies in some of the shots too. They're coming around 2 o'clock.
Okay, I'm sorry. Somebody needs a Band-Aid. Can you hold on 1 second? Oh.
All right.
And let me have my older kid.
Oh, I mean, hey.
So you're going to have to stage it, right?
Well,
all the tables and chairs back the way they were.
Yeah, Saturday, Friday I'm having our, we're putting plants in the planters on Friday. And then Saturday, I'm adjusting the Saturday maintenance person's schedule and so that they work a little later, come in later and work later. And the other two maintenance staff are going to come in at 3 o'clock and assist with moving the furniture around and putting the furniture out on the patio. And then Laura and Amy said that they could help me like put away the counter shields and the signage and so it doesn't look like there's a pandemic going on. And then after we're done with the shoot on Sunday night, we'll get to put it all back. So
that's cool, though.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting. It'll be nice to see it again, like to see it how it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have library envy after that.
And where is it getting published? I'm sorry.
Library Journal contacted the architects and asked them for some photos of our project. So they're going to be taking lots of photos just probably for their portfolio.
Got it.
And they're also splitting the cost with our construction management firm because then they're going to use the photos for their portfolios also. And I could see if they get any other requests or if they want to submit to some other library type of journals or architectural type of journals, they'll already have all the photos. So
and then do we get a copy of the pictures too so then we can use it for our marketing purposes?
I'll have to ask them about that.
Okay.
Cool.
It would be nice.
Yeah, it would be nice, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was all the things that I had on with Susan's report, so I had no other questions. Okay.
I had one question on there too, well, not question, but a comment. So I like that we slowly, steadily, the numbers are increasing of patrons coming in. Mm-hmm. It's slowly coming up. What are the hours that it is most busy?
I believe, and I can have Mary Clemens unmute if she wants. Usually around noon,
noon. Okay.
Right. Noon, 2, 4. Noon for most of the weeks has been the busiest hour. Last week, I think it was 2 o'clock and 4 o'clock. Afternoon is definitely the busiest time.
Okay.
I have one question too. Somebody in Women's Club mentioned that the Swan is back up, that you can get books from other libraries. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay.
It started on, I believe, August 4th.
All right. I missed that somehow. They gave me a hard time that I didn't know. I will double check and let you guys know.
It is true.
The quarantine process for that still is, 7 days for a return?
We do a quarantine of 3 days.
Three. Okay. Got it. Was it 7 days at one point?
72 hours, I think.
I thought it was 7 days at one point.
It might have been originally.
Yeah.
In the beginning, that. I think.
It did start at 7 days, and then with the results of the study that Rails did, they came back and said that 3 days would be sufficient.
Yeah. Okay.
It's so long ago, I couldn't even remember.
It's been a year.
Anything for the monthly staff reports?
I have a couple things. I wanted to mention the congratulations to Steve Dexheimer to his promotion to full-time librarian. I think that's awesome that he was enthused and went ahead and got that. So that's kudos to him. And plus I wanted to give kudos to Youth Services for both the Take and Make crafts, which have been amazing this summer, and the binge box remarks that were printed in there. That was so cool. So kudos to the youth.
Definitely. I had a question about the the human resources report. So for the COVID-19 section, so I know there was a prepared procedure should a positive COVID case be reported at the library. So I don't know, is there any sort of a plan if it's a staff member or if like a patron, you know, a contact tracer calls or something, is there any sort of a plan with that yet?
Not for a contact tracer. What we would do, and I don't think Mary Pellico is at this meeting, we would find out, you know, who that person was in contact with, and then ask them all to be quarantined, to like, you know, self-quarantine and be tested. Okay. Because we do have, you know, people are pretty still segregated in their departments and things, so.
And with Allison's report for marketing, just really, I just really like seeing the just the stats in terms of the impressions, you know, the different sort of the followers and the top posts and just like the open rate and click rate for emails. I just thought that was very interesting. I think we've seen it before, I don't know, but I just really cool to see that and everything. So I just appreciate seeing that in the report. So very cool.
Good. I'm glad I had her start including a report for our board packet.
Yeah,
it is really interesting, the way the social media works and what gets a response and, you know, compared to other things and that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, and our curbside pickups too. It the number, I'm channeling my inner trustee Larimer. So our curbside pickup transactions, 1,133 for the month of July. That's a lot.
It's a lot of paper bags.
Yes, it is. And they're good paper bags. Sturdy.
They have to be when you're putting a bunch of books in them.
I know.
Trustee Lynch, I appreciate that question on COVID. I'm very appreciative of knowing how safe just Director Westgate is keeping us all, as well as the staff and herself, with plans for, again, hoping that it would not happen, but that it could happen, to have a COVID case of a staff member or a patron.
Yeah, and we'd have to hope that a patron would even let us know.
That
they were here, you know. We don't know. Maybe they wouldn't. I don't know.
No.
Depends on how much contact tracing they're doing out here.
Yeah.
In the suburbs.
Yep.
With.
Yeah. And I understand some of our patrons wish we had seating and things like that, but you know that extended length of contact is when things happen. So having it just be grab and go is really the safest protocol for the community and our staff, you know, right now.
Is there any sort of, I know as percentage rates are going up for positivity rates, is there sort of any phases where the library, if they step back, like if, you know, where there would be closed again or something? I know like we're still in what, phase four or whatever, but you know, if they change some restrictions, is there any sort of talk of that yet, or is that sort of far out still?
You mean just for us as a library?
Yeah, being open to the public still.
You mean opening up more than we are right now?
No, I mean if you would have to close it.
We have talked about that already, that if it got that we had to close the building to patrons coming in again, we would still continue the curbside, and we would have staff working remotely and doing their programming, collection development, all those types of things. Everybody who could work remotely, we would want to have them work remotely. Mm-hmm. And we're kind of making a plan that going forward, when we're doing our computer replacements, especially for our full-time staff members, that they will have what we now have for all of the managers, is that our laptop is docked so that it's, you know, that's our, we only have the laptop, and then we have a big monitor and keyboard at our desk. So we dock our laptop, but then if, when we go home or if we want to work at home, we can just unplug, you know, unplug our laptop and bring it home with us. And it makes it much easier to continue your work, and you don't have to do all these workarounds and things. So we plan on making that be kind of our status quo going forward. And, you know, we'll slowly get to that point, but that's what we're going to be working on going forward as far as our computer replacement.
I did want to add too that I appreciated the new kind of standardized format of the reports from the staff. The bullet pointed, everybody's what kind of looked alike.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know if that was done on purpose or if it just kind of happened.
I think it maybe just kind of
happened. Because I know we talked about it.
Yeah, you know, because I had sent out those surveys, and I've gotten a few. I've gotten, I think, like three of them back. But, you know, we'll work. We can do that at one of our manager meetings. We can talk about what people are comfortable with, like how to do it.
Well, they all look good this month, so.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Appreciate that.
And I appreciated, Susan, that getting the agenda, like, by Friday and the as many reports as you possibly could get to us, especially like financials, you know, because those take some time to look over. So that was, I appreciate your follow-up on that. So thank you.
Yeah, and we'll continue, you know, sometimes things just happen here and it kind of stops you from getting things done that you thought you'd be able to get done by a certain time. But we've been kind of working towards that anyway, instead of always having to scramble on Monday trying to get it all together. So I think we'll just continue towards that because it actually kind of removes a little stress on Mondays, on Word Packet Monday, trying to get it all together.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I had gotten everything done, plus took care of a FOIA request, and the only thing I had to do on Monday was put together my director's report. So that was... you know, and if I didn't have to do the FOIA, I probably would have been able to get that done on Friday. Even, so.
And that FOIA was nothing like out of the ordinary, right? It was just like a government thing?
Yeah, they do it every year. It's just a little time consuming. The information they ask for is not really all in one document. So I prepare a report that has some of the information, and then I have to modify it and then add some of the information they asked for.
Okay. Let's see, what is the next item on the, are we done with this item, people?
Yeah, I don't have any questions.
And that's everything.
Yeah, staff reports. I had one comment. I did listen to the webinar, was it Walk With Me? And oh, Trustee yeah. Gillum, did you watch that one also, the webinar?
Yes, I actually did. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
I watched that too.
Yeah. So it was a webinar kind of addressing issues of race, diversity, inclusion, and something that I think we can highlight more as we get into our task force or whatever we're going to decide to call it in the fall. So we're kind of getting the ball rolling, like in terms of, I know I am very excited about this initiative, and I've been very... proactive about researching like Rails and the webinars that they've been offering, and also United for Libraries offers some stuff for trustees as well. And so excited to, you know, hit the ground running come fall.
The Black Caucus has offered quite a few very good looking workshops that I think both of us are signed up for, and I was real happy to have Emily. Sure, Emily's last name. For some reason Moss is coming into my mind. I don't know if that's your last name, but I think it's Rose. But she has been very kind about forwarding. Sometimes it looks like 20 and 30 workshops, but I really appreciate the Black Caucus of ALA.
So maybe we can include that maybe as a part of our agendas moving forward, I just wanted to know what your thoughts were. If any of us do attend any kind of, development series or webinars, if we wanted to discuss that, that's something I think is really cool. To let the other trustees know that this is what I attended, this is how it pertains to libraries, and, you know, because we support our staff 100% in getting as much continuing education as possible. And I think that it, as a board, we should also, you know, encourage one another to seek that education as well.
President Shake, I agree with you 100% on that one.
Okay, thank you.
And there's going to be, I think it's going out tomorrow morning to the villages, and it's this One Community Read through the Glenbard One Community group. Mm-hmm. And it's signed with support from like five local libraries, and we're one of them. And I can't remember the name of the book. I'll forward you guys once they send it out to the villages. So tomorrow afternoon, I'll forward it to you guys so you can see what it is. But it's through the Glenbard like parent series, mm-hmm. kind of an offshoot of that. And it's featuring an author with one of his books about racism. Cool. But it's the letter is coming from the local libraries and the Glenbard School District, asking for all these local villages and their boards to participate.
Yeah, that'd be really nice. Thank you, mm-hmm. Susan.
Sure.
Okay, is there anything else? Anybody else would like to address? Any of the managers? No? Okay. Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
I'll make the motion.
Thank you, Trustee Young. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Trustee Lynch. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay, the regular board meeting of the Board of Library Trustees of August 19th, 2020 stands adjourned at 7:33.
That was a quickie.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. Have a nice evening.